Thanks for calling customer support. This is Sharnita. How may I help you?
Yeah, you say it's a bank car? Who are you?
This is a third-party company. We work with multiple vendors and multiple accounts.
Okay. I have a charge from your firm, and I just wonder what kind of merchandise is this? I don't think I have a purchase anything, so I don't know where the charge come from.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to help you with that. May I have your first and last name?
Well, I don't purchase anything, so what's my first last name has something to do with it.
I found that I account with that from the phone number that you're calling me from. I found the account.
Okay, you found the account, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. May I have your first and last name?
Warren.
And your first name?
That's Warren. Yeah, that's my first name.
And your last name?
H-A.
Okay. Thank you for that. Can I get you to verify that address for me?
It's just fine. Don't worry about it. What do you have in my account?
Yes, sir. I have to verify that this is your account.
I don't have an account with you.
Yes, sir. I have a warrant, huh? I'm trying to verify that this is your this is your address.
You tell me my address. I'll verify with you.
I have two different ones high here, sir. That's why I was asking which one is your account. That's why I was asking you to verify your address, sir.
You tell me one of two.
Sir, I can't tell you which one is yours because I don't know which one is yours, sir. Are you in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, can I have that address, sir?
It's 8319 Eagle Ridge.
Drive.
What's that?
Drive.
Yes.
City.
Westchester.
Okay, thank you for that information, sir. I did locate an account for that. Did you approve a $7.95 charge on July the 3rd for a pulse meter?
For pulse meter?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's free, right?
That it was a $7.95 shipping and handling charge. Okay, yes,
yeah,
sir. So we sent you a voucher for $125 to your email as a welcome gift. That $67.32 is the monthly payment for that voucher.
You got to be kidding me. Did this come from Costco?
What was that, sir?
You guys are fraud. I mean, you tell me that's just $7 for shipping, but now where you charge me $67 for?
For the voucher, sir, that came to
cancel
your email.
Cancel that, please. Cancel that. I will not pay that. Okay.
Okay, just a second, sir. Let me get this account canceled.
This is a fraud.
Just a second, let me get this account canceled. Okay, I have that account canceled, so there won't be any further charges towards your account, sir.
You want the merchandise back? I don't want it. It's a piece of junk.
No, sir. We don't receive items back to the store, sir.
Okay, now you use Costco's name. You use Costco's address to...
We're connected to Costco, sir.
You related to Costco?
Yes, sir. If you got to us from Costco, yes, sir.
So you're related to Costco.
The item that you got from the item that you got the pulse meter is from us, yes, sir.
Okay. Now, does Costco know all this? Should I complain to Costco?
I got your account canceled, so there won't be any further charges, sir.
How about discharge?
I can issue you a 35% refund back to your account today, and it'll be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
You don't refund me 50%. I mean, I don't want this merchant. Because, you know, again, if this is a Costco, I'm going to go to the Costco to.
Okay, so I can give you my employee discount, which would be 50% of your money back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Just a second,
No discount. No, I don't want anything. Okay, you want this merchandise back? I can return to Costco.
Yes, sir. I was saying I can issue you a 50% refund back to. I'm issuing you your 50% refund with.
I don't want to pay anything to you or Costco for this merging.
Yes,
okay?
Sir, I do understand.
You use Costco name to cheat on customers. I'm going to complain to Costco.
I do understand, sir. So I have your account canceled, and I can give you a 50% refund today.
No, I don't want refund. I'm not going to. I already dispute to the credit card company. They're not going to pay you.
Okay, so if you disputed this account, sir, it won't let me issue you a refund if you disputed this account.
Doesn't matter. You don't get your money for sure. You know, you can play all the games you want. I trust all Costco, but I don't trust you people. I don't know who you're part of a Costco. Okay, so you're not going to get your money first?
Okay, yes, sir.
I'm going to sue your company, too.
Yes, sir, so your account is canceled, so there won't be any further charges towards your account.
I don't want to have anything to do with your company because, you know, again, everything comes through Costco, so I thought that this is a part of a cost promotion. But actually, it's a third party. It has nothing to do with Costco. They should close you down. What's your name?
Sharnita.
Okay, so you cancel that total order. I'm not going to pay you for it.
So your account is canceled. Yes, sir. But due to the fact that there is a dispute on this account.
Back to that account. I mean, I'm not going to pay you for it.
No, sir. Due to
the
fact.
I'm not going
to
pay you for it. And the Costco is not going to pay you for it. I'm going to definitely complain to Costco and I might have to sue you guys. This is a fraud.
Yes, sir. Due to the fact that there is a dispute on this account, I cannot issue you a refund to your account.
Doesn't matter. You don't have the refund. That's fine. There's no. I'm not going to pay you for it.
Yes, sir. I already received the payment of the $67.32 to our account.
No, it's under pending. You're not going to get any.
Yes, sir. I got that payment on July the 9th.
No, that's under the dispute. You
yes,
can
sir.
Get it, but it's not from me. It's going to from the bank. Hello? Definitely 100% not going to give you that.
Okay,
and
yes,
I don't want
sir.
That merchandise. I'm going to take to Costco and let them take care of it.
Yes, sir.
Where are you located?
I'm located in Alabama.
Are you honest people or are you probably not?
I'm just a call center person, sir. I work. Yeah. I just work with the account, sir.
Yeah.
Hello?
But I tell you what.
Yes, ma'am.
You
the only
just, just find another job. This is not a legit job.
Okay, sir. Thanks for calling customer support, and you have a nice day, sir.